it's not a research project. It's intended to convey information to the charter industry, particularly the crew members on charter fishing vessels, and also to recreational boaters at the same time, unguided anglers. To the extent that we are finding out something, what we have done is gather a committee of advisors, active charter boat operators, and ask them what their best ideas are on ways to minimize the bycatch damage to halibut that are released by anglers. And so they've put their minds together and come up with a set of recommendations, and that part's really basically already done. And what we'll be doing now for the next year or so is developing some outreach materials, holding some port meetings, and really trying to get the word out that the way individual anglers and charter boat crew members handle the fish can have a big impact on how well those fish survive, the ones that are released.
Are you able to talk yet about those recommendations, what people agreed on?
Well, sure. It's nothing startling, really. It's kind of largely common sense, but I wouldn't want to stand up there myself and say, this is my common sense, and I think you should follow my ideas. So what we did is bring together the people who are out there every day all summer and bring together their ideas, and really it comes down to basically minimizing the handling of the fish, using gear, particularly circle hooks, that reduce the injury to fish.
Do halibut, being a bottom fish, do they face problems that other bottom fish do, being brought up from deep waters up to the surface, like? Do they have swim bladders or anything like that? Or what?
No, there's not a barotrauma issue with halibut, unlike, rockfish and a lot of other things. Halibut are pretty hardy fish, and they actually, survive a fair amount of handling. But the problem is that I guess most people probably know that, and so some people are just a little too casual about it, the way they handle them. The reports that we have gotten from people in the field, anglers out on boats and crews and captains, is that some individuals just don't treat them very well. They release them by flinging them through the air, or they handle them roughly when they bring them on board. And so what we're trying to do is just raise consciousness about how important it is to not do those things. So there are actually some methods or devices that can be used to remove the hook. Circle hooks normally catch a fish just in the corner of the mouth, and it's usually not too difficult to just simply roll the hook out from the corner of the mouth.
As opposed to a J-hook that might go deeper into the gills or something.
Exactly, yes. So, minimal handling of the fish, wherever possible, leaving the fish in the water rather than pulling it out of the water, wherever possible, rolling that hook out, if necessary, using a device, a little metal rod with a little kind of curved end on it that allows you to slide it down the leader and grab the hook and kind of twist it out so it comes out, and then allowing the fish to, releasing the fish into the water, allowing it to swim away rather than throwing it back, as the expression goes. Those are kind of the main points.